It'll come to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows all members present.
Prayer by the chaplain, Father Dale Thoreau.
Let us pray. Lord God, you gave your servant George Washington strength to respond again and again when people called on him. He led and people followed. From New York to Trenton and Princeton, to Valley Forge, to Yorktown, and then on a perilous journey in the birth of the United States as a new nation. Father, give strength in our time to the leaders of the nation and of this state. Make them alert to the calls from people today for preserving justice and liberty. Committed to that common cause, may we all triumph together. Amen.
Senator Cotulla.
And I move and ask your consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread in the journal. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify it as to the correctness of the journals for the 33rd, the 34th, and the 35th legislative days.
Senator Cotulla.
Present. There are no additions or corrections. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and read.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Introduction of guests. Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, there are several guests in the gallery. It gives me great pleasure to introduce today. First is Joyce and Marla Willis, the wife and daughter of our distinguished Senator Ed Willis. And a friend from many battles, a longtime state legislator and former commissioner, Irene Ryan.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, may I have the floor for the introduction?
Without objection, you have the floor.
I have a longtime friend here from Unicoi, Chuck Bigman.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'd like to request permission for the introduction.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I'd like to introduce a partner of mine in the air taxi operation with Bethel. He's in charge of the ground crewing, or part of the ground crewing. When he's at home, we've done a lot of hunting and traveling together. My good buddy and my son, George.
Senator Coletta? Senator Coletta?
Yes, Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, the sons of my staff assistant, the grandchildren of Mrs. Irene Ryan, Mike and Ian Sherrod.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, it gives me pleasure today to introduce Mr. Norman Grant of Signal Oil, who is here to testify at the Joint Pipeline, Gas Pipeline Committee. In this gallery is Mr. Joe Shawns of Wentworth Brothers, otherwise known as the Methanol Kid.
Further introductions. Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed committee sub for House Bill 647. By the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Appropriating to the Office of the Governor Athletic Commission and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
House Bill number 693, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, entitled An Act Relating to Limited Retirement Benefits and Health Insurance Coverage for Temporary Employees in the Legislature and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
We have none today.
Reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 336, Treatment of Intoxicated Persons, under consideration, and the committee recommends be replaced with a committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 336. Report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Bradley. Senator Chance had no recommendation. 336 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 345, prohibiting persons from being on a highway while under the influence, under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Bradley. Senator Chance had no recommendation. 345 has no further referrals. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee is at Senate Bill 346, Applicability of the Uniform Alcoholism and Intoxication Treatment Act, under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Bradley. Senator Chance had no recommendation. 346 has no further referrals. The Commerce Committee is at Senate Bill 438, Franchising Agreements Involving Gasoline Refiners, Distributors, and Dealers, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. Report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Bradley. 438 has no further referrals.
Rules.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committee?
I have none.
All right. Curtula? Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, today I was just informed that with very little conflict, if any at all, one of the partners in the grub-staking operation of Mr. Lee Croft is here among us. And Lee Croft and his beautiful mother are sitting in the gallery, and they're also the wife and son of the president, respectively. Would you please stand up?
Further introduction? Reports of special committee?
I have none.
Introduction of resolution?
Senate concurrent resolution number 80 by Senator Croft, annulling an administrative regulation adopted by the Department of Labor pertaining to the reporting of work-related accidents or illnesses.
Labor and Management.
Senate concurrent resolution number 81 by Senator Curtula relating to designating Mile 5 Road in Cordova as a state highway.
State Affairs.
Senate joint resolution 45 by Senator Miller proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the disposal or lease of state land or interest therein.
Resources.
I have no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bill.
Senate bill number 649 by Senator Huber entitled An Act Relating to Minimum Royalty on State Oil and Gas Leases.
Resources.
Senate bill number 650 by Senators Rohde, Croft, Ray, and Miller entitled An Act Relating to Tort Claims Against State Employees Based on Acts or Omissions Occurring Within the Scope of Their Employment and Providing for an Effective Date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 651 by Senators Rohde and Curtula entitled An Act Relating to Liability for the Provision of Health Care Services and Providing for an Effective Date.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 652 by Senator Chance entitled An Act Relating to Licensing of Care Providers for Children and Adults.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Senate Bill number 653 by Senator Chance entitled An Act Concerning the Philosophy of the Department of Health and Social Services Approach to Treating Children.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Senate Bill number 654 by Senator Chance entitled An Act Relating to Statewide Coordination, Development, and Planning for the delivery of social services.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Senate Bill number 655 by Senator Chance, entitled An Act Allowing a Deduction for Federal Income Taxes Paid on Income from Alaska Sources and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 656 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Repairs.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 657 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Insurance.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 658 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Establishing the Alaska Community Colleges and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 659 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Child Support Enforcement.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 660.
Senate Bill come to order. Introduction to Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 660 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Relating to the Election Campaign Disclosure Law and Providing for an Effective Date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 661 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Guiding Activity and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 662 by Senator Coletta, entitled An Act Relating to Alcoholic Beverages.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 663 by Senator Coletta, entitled An Act Relating to State Royalty Oil and Gas.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 664 by Senators Miller, Ray, Coletta, Croft, Ziegler, and Ferguson, entitled An Act Relating to the Making of Reparations to the Taxpayer for Late Payment of Tax Refunds.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 665 by Senators Rody and Rader, entitled An Act Creating the Code Revision Commission and Providing for an Effective Date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 666 by Senator Huber, entitled An Act Relating to Motorcycle and Motor Scooter Safety and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 667 by Senator Huber, entitled An Act Relating to Traffic Control Signals.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 668 by Senator Holman, entitled An Act Relating to Computation of Service for Judicial Retirement.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 669 by Senator Huber, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Office of the Governor and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
Senate sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 456 by Senator Huber, entitled An Act Providing for the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds in the Amount of $16 million for the Purpose of Paying the Cost of Acquiring the Real Property, Improvements, Furniture, and Fixtures that Comprise the Campus of Alaska Methodist University in Anchorage, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar before us in Senate Concurrent Resolution 73. Before Senate Concurrent Resolution number 73.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 73 by Senator Ferguson, requesting that construction of certain local service roads and trails be given high priority during the 1976 construction season. The Finance Committee considered this resolution, and three members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, who signed no recommendation. Senator Chance had no recommendation. Senators Rader, Poland, Butrovich, and Ferguson signed do pass. I have an amendment number one by Senator Orsini to page 2, line 7, add 16 Anchorage bicycle trails.
Senator Orsini.
President, I move amendment number one.
Senator Rossini moves the adoption of amendment number one. You have the floor.
Mr. President, those of us from the Anchorage area know that this is not just a flippant amendment. The bicycle trails in Anchorage are really a serious form of transportation. During the summertime, they are quite heavily used, not just for recreation, but also for transportation purposes. The office I work in has about 40 people, and there are always between 6 and 10 bicycles in the bicycle rack outside. And I, this is a really help alleviate the traffic congestion in the Anchorage area.
Mr. President. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, having something to do with the original legislation under which this local roads and services program comes, I might say that under the existing statute, to change it, you could direct it, but under the existing statute, the local borough makes a decision on the borough's portion of local service and roads and trails money. Only the legislature would have impact on the rural, non-organized districts. So it's not entirely appropriate to amend. Now you can amend it and do it legally, but you're doing nothing when you amend the Anchorage bike trails into this particular program, because your borough has the total responsibility under the act in which these funds fall.
Senator Rader?
I think that was Mr. Rossini's intent, was to do nothing.
Senator Rossini.
Quite contrary. I was serious about this. I woke out to the majority leader's point and requested my amendment be withdrawn, but I do take a difference to Senator Rader's remarks. I was serious about this.
Senator Rossini. Senator Rader?
Mr. President, I apologize to you, sir. As a matter of fact, I understand that bike trails are the only thing Anchorage has in the next 5 years of the road program.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I have had some second thoughts since the leading apparently at the Borough Assembly make these decisions, and to that direction, perhaps the majority would like to vote itself in subsequent legislation.
Sir.
Could we
withdraw the amendment first, or does your at ease relate to that?
No, it doesn't relate to that.
Senator Rossini moves and asks unanimous consent that amendment number one be withdrawn. Without objection, the amendment is withdrawn. Senator Ray objects.
Question?
Is there a discussion?
Question?
Senator Ray?
I think they should have a lot of bike trails.
All right. Question is, shall amendment number one be withdrawn? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
Many as opposed, no.
No.
Those have it. We have amendment number one before it. Do you just want it in the east, Senator Chan?
Let's go and vote on this one.
All right. The question is, shall amendment number one, Senator Holm? The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? You ready to vote? Senator Miller?
Is the Senator serious about wishing to withdraw his amendment? I can never recall a time in this body when we haven't honored the desire of a member to withdraw his amendment. If the amendment is that worthy, perhaps another member can put his name on it. But I think unless the Senator is serious, it's a real discourtesy not to permit a member that person.
May we have
Senator Chan? Senator Chan.
I'd move
and
ask unanimous consent that we reconsider our action in failing to withdraw amendment number one.
You mean rescind our action?
Rescind our action.
Senator Chan's moved and ask unanimous consent the Senate rescind its action in failing to permit Senator Orsini to withdraw amendment number one. Senator Orsini objects.
Mr. President, I was serious about the need for bike trails in Anchorage. I bowed to the experience of the majority leader when he said he didn't think that that particular amendment fit in to this particular resolution. The president, the chairman of the finance committee, seems to think that it does, and I'm willing to go along with the chairman of the finance committee.
Senator Ray?
My good friend, colleague from Anchorage can go with me anywhere he wants. I think that really, Senator Rader, if you put your finger on it, if you look at the line 11, it says, particular many wish for me
Senator Terry?
I've never seen an area that was bushier.
Senator Chan?
I would like to withdraw my motion.
Without objection, Senator Chance's motion is withdrawn. Senator Miller?
Inquiry, how many amendments are there on the...
5, and I think a 6th one has been submitted. The first 5 are all to line 16.
I move that SCR 73 be referred to the state veterinarian.
Senator Miller moves that SCR 73 be referred to the State Affairs Committee.
Okay.
Senator Couture, you have the floor.
I don't object to Senator Miller saying the bill of the resolution back, but once again, if you look at the statute, the legislature now, unless it amends the statute, is doing nothing by putting in urban areas, organized boroughs into this resolution. We could only affect the rural unorganized areas. Anything else is nonsense. I would have all my objections sent back to committee.
Senator Miller?
The motion is not dilatory. You send the first to the primary sponsor as a member of that committee. Obviously, there are additional amendments that have not been considered in a primary committee referral. That's the sole purpose of my motion.
Senator Ray?
My sole objection is the author of the resolution is sitting on the floor. He did not make the motion to move it back. A contemporary. So, though this time it would be off, to move it back, I would still object to being moved back.
Further discussion? Senator Miller?
Well, I'm delighted to hear that's the attitude of the Senate Finance Committee Chairman when these people refer over to the bill of finance.
Senator Ray?
Let the future take care of itself.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I'd like to speak in favor of Senator Miller's motion and in opposition to the original resolution. What this does is affect the rural road projects, and it works to the detriment of all those projects that are not listed in the resolution. It relegates them to a lower position on the priority list and places these that are at the top of the list. And I don't think that's valid in terms of the need for road construction. There are many areas of rural Alaska that need construction of roads that will be overlooked if a piece of legislation like this passes.
Further discussion? The question?
Senator Ray?
The question is whether Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 73 shall be returned or shall be referred to the State Affairs Committee. Is there further discussion? Are you ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 73 be referred to the State Affairs Committee? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any as opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. Concurrent Resolution 73 is referred to the State Affairs Committee. Have before us Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 74.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 74 by Senators Ferguson, Chance, Meland, Miller, Ray, and Sackett requesting the expenditure of funds appropriated for satellite ground stations to include television capabilities. The Finance Committee considered this bill and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader, Chance, and Ferguson. Senators Poland and Butrovich had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Question? Ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 74 pass the Senate? Any in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. The ayes have it. Resolution Number 74 is passed the Senate. Have before us in second reading Senate Bill 592. Senator Ziegler. Senator Ziegler moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 592 be held in second reading until Wednesday's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection, 592 will appear in second reading on Wednesday's calendar. Before us in second reading, Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill Number 616 by Senators Bradley, Croft, and Huber entitled an act relating to interest on credit card accounts. The Commerce Committee considered this bill, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Willis. Senator Coletta had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtula?
President, absent any amendments, I will ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 616 be considered gross pass third reading, placed upon passage.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 616 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, third reading, Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill number 616, entitled An Act Relating to Interest on Credit Card Accounts.
Senator Curtula?
President, I understand that the legislation in this body, although it's been before the House, I believe Representative Fink had proposed similar legislation, at least the net result would be the same for many years over in the House, but before this body is perhaps the first time. It comes here at the request of a rather enlightened Chamber of Commerce in the Chugachee River area. And I think it's an anti-inflationary measure. It reduces the 18% to 12% in credit card accounts. There's going to be considerable opposition from some people because of the experiences in the state of Washington, which I understand pretty well been ironed out in the same area now. And frankly, I've heard a great deal about it over the years, and I suspect some members of this body have not, but I've been privy to the pros and cons over the years of this particular piece of legislation. And I think it's time that we put it before the people. Let them make the decision on whether they want to go into the credit card business and the charge account business to the extent that they seem to be traveling into it. And I see nothing wrong, frankly, with leaving it to all the people. And I, for one, congratulate Senator Bradley, Kropp, and Huber on introducing it. I understand the measure. I spent a good deal of time discussing it with various members. Some of the banks don't like the measure. It's too bad. I don't see anything wrong with leaving it to all the people to make that decision. I support the measure.
Senator North?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 616 be referred to the State Affairs Committee.
Senator North moves that Senate Bill 616 be referred to the State Affairs Committee. You have the floor, Senator North.
Mr. President, it's my understanding that there's been a request for public hearing on this. In addition to that, I believe the bill may be defective. The legislation places the measure on the ballot. It doesn't indicate what happens, for example, should it pass. There's no effective date clause. It's simply, at this point, is an advisory vote. I would suspect that if we're going to put this on the ballot, if we're serious about it, it ought to have more teeth than an advisory vote. So what do you think? It ought to go to a committee for study. Once again, one of the sponsors is the chairman of the State Affairs Committee, so I suspect that it doesn't necessarily mean the death of the bill. I think it really ought to have more committee work.
Senator Curtula?
The technical defect may in fact be real, but I still oppose it going to a committee of this body. I think the decision can be made here. It's the only thing before us in the calendar left today. It wouldn't take that much time to straighten out.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, as chairman of the State Affairs Committee, I would oppose the bill coming to the committee unless it comes with the orders of a return to this body at a time definite, because I would want to see it back on the calendar. The only reason I would consider taking it at all is the possibility of the defect that is mentioned by Senator Miller. But I would prefer to see that defect taken care of here on the floor and get on with the bill.
Senator Ziegler and then Senator Bradley.
It seems to me that what Senator Miller says is correct, and I have no reason to doubt it, that a people who are vitally concerned want to be afforded the privilege of testifying either for or against the bill, that they should be allowed that as a courtesy. Once again, it seems to me as if we're moving too hastily. All due deliberate speed is fine, but rushing this stuff through pell-mell is invariably bad legislation, and so I would support the motion to return to committee. And if we do give Senator Huber as he requests a time certain within which he must bring it back, to which I object and say, no, that's giving plenty of time so that the people can be heard.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, as prime sponsor of this bill, and originally by request, I think I should have a little priority. And it was by request because the Chamber of Commerce, Eagle River, Chugach, and some others had requested this. But at the time it was being discussed, it wasn't recommended by a business individual, private citizen who really did not have much experience in business. And I doubt if they understood what they requested, although the body agreed. And I submitted this as one of my last bills right before the deadline, before you couldn't submit any more with your name on it, to let them know I had good intentions. With further information, I might push it. I've gotten further information, although in this instance, I appreciate the respect and cooperation that the majority has had with a minority member. I've never gotten a bill through so fast in my life. There are a couple that I'd like to get through, I've been trying to get through, and they haven't budged. This one had no testimony, and I think it's only right that every bill should have some testimony. And I think my illustrious colleagues would certainly agree it's only fair that testimony should be received before you railroad a bill through. Obviously, my co-sponsors want it, and many others want it worse than I want it. I'll get it all out of it. I may want it out as bad as they do eventually, but I have contacted the people who wanted this after I have re-educated them to make sure that they do want it. And if they do, then so let it be. But I think we're entitled to a little more testimony, and all due respect and thanks for your cooperation.
Yes, this is the Senate's shining hour. In fact, it's somewhat of a pathetic demonstration. One of the saddest things I've heard is that the chairman of a committee get up and ask that it be given a time certain in his committee. Which an obvious admission that he can't even get his own bill out of his own committee. But nevertheless, if this bill does go back, I think that he should consider making it into a law, so that at least when it's put before the voters, the issue is settled right at that time, not left for us to come down and defy the wishes of the people by not passing it, or just rubber stamp their wishes by writing it at a later date. What you're doing with a bill like this is making sure that the next legislature gets caught with the heat instead of taking it yourself. And while that might be human impulse, is not a very commendable one.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I'll be happy to take the bill if the body so votes, and I will bring it back to the floor. And I would like to pass through the chair to Senator Bradley that I was happy to join him on this legislation, as I have been on many other pieces of legislation, basically because it was the best one he ever came up with.
Senator Curtula.
Now is my request.
Senator Curtula.
Well, I presume that many of us have received communications. I have a whole number of wires on the subject myself. I've certainly paid a lot of attention to it. I'm glad it's going to the State Affairs Committee. I don't want to hear any more of it. I think the idea is a good one, nevertheless, and the idea to put it before the public is an excellent one, because it was just left up to us to undoubtedly, or more than likely, share the responsibility. I oppose it going to the committee, and I'd like to see a vote on it.
Senator Miller?
Mr. President, on a serious note, the chairman of the State Affairs Committee indicated that it would be coming out, and perhaps it may, but as the one who made the motion, I wanted to stick with the body so they don't enter the film plan. But I may well, as a member of that committee, vote not to report it out. The majority of the members of the committee may, depending on the scrutinizing the bill further. I wouldn't want it to be said that I made the motion and then later voted to try to kill it. I may well do that if the opportunity arises.
Senator Willis?
Well, I find myself in a position that this bill was asked for by the Chugiak Eagle River Chamber of Commerce. I'm usually always cross-threaded with them. This is the first time that I can very heartily agree with the proposal that came from that meeting, and I would support it.
Senator Ray? Senator Stanley. Senator Curtula?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for a recess to call the chair for purposes of Democratic caucus.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to call the chair for the first Democratic caucus. Without objection, we're in recess. Senator, I'll come to order. Further discussion? Senator Curtula?
One thing quickly, I'm hearing earlier in the week on another bill affecting the banks. My memory, and I may be in error because my hearing is as good as it used to be, but I thought right at the table without much shame, one of the witnesses suggested that the introducer might well be reelected as a result of his efforts, but he probably wouldn't find himself very capable of getting any more bank loans. So I thought we'd just bring out all these bills at the same time.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Senator Huber? There'll be a roll call. The question is, shall Senate Bill 616 be referred to the State Affairs Committee? Members may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. The secretary will lock the roll. Any member desire to change his vote? Senator Rohde? Any other member desire to change his vote? Secretary, I'll take the roll.
Shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
So Senate Bill 616 referred to the State Affairs Committee. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Clatter.
President, I'd like to take up my reconsideration of Senate Bill 594 at this time.
We have before us in third reading Senate Bill
592. Senate Bill number 592 by Senator Ziegler, entitled An Act Relating to Theft of Communication Service. Oh, beg your pardon. Senate Bill number 594 by Senators Croft, Curtula, Rohde, and Poland, entitled An Act Providing for Insurance Which is Unavailable on the Voluntary Market and Providing for an Effective Date.
Any discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 594 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary, I'll lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Senator Killian? Any other senator desire to change his vote? Secretary, I'll take the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
Senator Curtula?
President, I move the effective date clause.
Curtula moves the adoption of the effective date clause. Members may proceed to vote. Senator Killian? Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Shows 20 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 594, effective date clause. Further unfinished business, special orders. Senator Rader.
We defer to introduction, yes.
Without objection, you have a floor.
President, it's my pleasure to introduce a man from Anchorage in the natural gas business, the formidable opponent has voted in a valiant ally as an ally, Richard Field.
Further introductions, Senator Ritter?
Director of Special Orders. Well, put to the floor, Mr. President, to announce the results of a contest.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, as you and others may or may not know, for some time now there's been a contest on the naming of Alaska's new capital. And last evening the judges met and reached a unanimous decision and are awarding the prizes. We were much impressed by the argument of, I think it's Truth and Consequences, of, is that Arizona, New Mexico? New Mexico. And we felt that that sort of gave us an idea of something that one of the contestants suggested for Alaska. We really decided that the capital of Alaska should be called Big Lie. Then we can have the Big Lie Daily Newspaper, First National Big Lie Bank, Big Lie First National Bank. We'll have the Big Lie District Attorney. And instead of the Senator from Ketchikan, we can say, the Big Lie Senator, my honorable Congress colleague. I can see it all over the United States. I can't just see it on the New York bond market. One broker saying to the other, how's your Big Lie bonds doing today? I can see it in the House. The House is getting a committee up to handle the Big Lie Location Committee. Locate the Big Lie. And of course, with every new city, there should be some flags, things like that. So to go with our new city of Big Lie, we have City Bird, which will be the Camp Robber. City Fish will be the Sucker. And most of all, Mr. President, the City Flower will be the Blooming Idiot.
Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, I resent Senator Rader's moving the Capital Bank.
Senator Miller.
I'm curious, Mr. President, Senator Rader was in that Capital City.
Further special orders? Senator Ray?
Just a comment, Mr. President. My colleague from Andrews, he says he can see all this and he can see it on the stock market and he can see that. I just hope the rest of Alaska can see his remarks in the newspaper. He thrilled everybody, I'm sure.
Senator Orsini?
Because while we're on the subject, I have comments on the same subject myself.
Objection, you have the floor.
These last few days on the series of Anchorage Times editorials, which oddly enough are also called Big Lie. I'm afraid that on all the charges and countercharges,